From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
When we see the story of the persecution of Herod in trying to kill Jesus, he kills every male child, and we understand that this was the evil of Herod, but that concept of Herod would have been endemic in his kingdom. Herod is one who is so evil that Augustus Caesar proclaimed that it would be better to be a pig in Herod's house than to be one of his sons. Whatever Herod said became law in the land, and Herod demanding that all the male children under 2 years of age be executed became law, and it was carried out. It was a horrible thing, but reflects on just how evil this dictator was. It also reflects on many things that can be found in the history of the human race. Such things as genocides and even human sacrifice occurred in many places, and the killing of children was not an unusual practice in some places, especially as human sacrifice. This happened among many cultures in the Middle East and even in the Americas, most especially the Inca. This day is the Feast of the Holy Family, which is always the Sunday between Christmas and New Year's. For us today, it's an interesting time because our culture is seeking to redefine the family in its quest to redefine the human race. It's the latest form of cultural attempt to control. Not as drastic as Herod, but another concept in our history. How do we respond? First, we have to understand whom we are. We are not just a brand of Catholicism, we are Catholics, and through our baptism and confirmation, we receive the Holy Spirit to be agents of God's kingdom on earth. Catholicism is a mystical faith. That means that the central element of our faith is prayer and union with Christ through prayer. That is why we practice such devotions as Eucharistic adoration, the Mass, and the Rosary. These are mystical devotions in which we are centered on knowing Christ more deeply and living our lives influenced by the ways of Christ and growing in divine wisdom. This is so central that we cannot say we live our faith if we are not people of prayer. Even our sacraments, our intimate experiences with Christ, they're avenues of grace to lead us closer to Christ our Lord. Therefore, our action to be rooted in knowing God's will through prayer and doing it. Our culture rejects our understanding of the divine human, but that's not our issue. Our issue is living through our relationship with Christ in such a way that others know Christ is alive. This brings us back to the Holy Family and to our family. First, do be aware that the members of the Holy Family, in their struggles, including being forced to flee to Egypt, did so through prayerful experience with God. You can rest assured that their experience, all of it, was rooted in prayer. So if theirs was rooted in prayer, if you want to be a true Catholic family, yours too must be rooted in prayer, individually and as a family. Catholic life is rooted in vocation, and there are four vocations, as you know, the marriage vocation, single, religious, and the ordained. They are all vocations, and they cannot be lived without prayer, and not just rote prayers, but prayers of communication with God. So how do we live our vocation in the midst of our current culture that is seeking to redefine the family, redefine the human, and take over the decision of who will and will not be born to our world and all the other forms of change being legislated in our world? The answer is simple. We live our vocation as Christ calls us to live it. We must be people of prayer, and through prayer learn to be people who are obedient to Christ. Our role is not to bonk people over the head with our morality, because when we do, we become part of the problem and not the solution. The current changes in our culture are human concepts, rooted in understanding who will and will not be the most powerful in the world. We are nothing less than witnesses to Christ, hence why our role is so essential. We are the ones who by our lives must testify to the truth. We have a role to be prophets to the world lost in concepts and to be beacons of light to those seeking what the world does not offer. We need to model the Holy Family as people of prayer. We need to be obedient in Christ in our vocation, whether that be as a single person, religious or ordained, or father or mother, or child or husband and wife to each other in a sacramental marriage. Just as the Holy Family had to pray in all their difficult situations, we must do the same thing. When tensions arise among husband and wife, they must pray. When difficulties happen in the lives of their children, they must pray. When someone loses a job, they must pray. And all the time in between, they must pray individually and as a family. Prayer has to be the central activity in the life of the family to keep it strong. The reason is that concepts eventually fail. Christ never does. Herod is lost to history. Christ is not, and he is the true power, and he is the one who comes to lead us, to be channels of Christ in our families and in our lives. That is something you and I must do so that the message of salvation may be communicated to all, even those lost in the concepts we reject.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.